There are 16 taverns throughout the town, but only one that wears a crown.
The Allen family is on a mission, no small one at that. Help save the American Revolution from a plot that could defeat it.
For he whom defeat of liberty is vital, on this line I'll write his number and then his title. King James B.
They're from Columbus, Ohio, and having some trouble at first, but soon get warmer. Marissa Allen is 15.
King George D. E. It's the third.
And they're off and running in RevQuest, Sign of the Rhinoceros. It's not long before Roger and Angela Allen, daughter Marissa, and 12-year-old son Campbell find and solve the next clue.
Kevin Washington.
General Washington.
So, and I'm texting the last name, so Washington.
That's right. Send a text. Cell phones made part of the Williamsburg experience.
This is the way people communicate.
Jim Horn is Colonial Williamsburg's Vice President for Research and Historical Interpretation.
Kids are wedded to their iPhones. That's the way they understand the world. That's the portal through which the world is translated to them. And I think that by bringing their iPhones into this experience, it makes more sense for them. It actually connects them to this remote world of the late 18th century and the American Revolution.
In part by texting information right back.
Well done. You have found the intended target of the misdeed.
Not that Williamsburg is forsaking its familiar sights and sounds, but attracting visitors is a continuing challenge. Last year's ticketed attendance, about 750,000. That's roughly 100,000 fewer than 10 years ago.
We are, in fact, trying to revolutionize the experience at cultural institutions.
Bill Weldon is Colonial Williamsburg's Director of Historic Area Programs.
The whole idea is that we build an environment that they cast themselves into the middle of. So it's not like they're standing apart from the experience, but they're right in the middle of the experience.
That's where RevQuest comes in, the newest part of their plan. It started July 15th.
Go to the end of the palace green.
And about 90 minutes after setting off, the Allens have solved the clues, sent and received texts, and uncovered the plot that threatened the revolution.
It says you have correctly identified the method plan. The word you...
I thought it was pretty cool because you were like a detective trying to figure out a mystery.
Angela Allen says RevQuest was a plus for her children's experience.
The part I liked about it the best was it's very hands-on. They had to take the information, they had to process it, and come up with an answer. I thought it brought Williamsburg and the time period real for them.
Roger Allen also thought it was great, but he did have some suggestions. He'd like to see more material for parents to help them guide their children. Then there are the clues.
The very first one seemed to be the most difficult. She would have kind of reversed that around and made the clues a little bit harder as you go. I think that would have been a little better approach.
But they made it through, and there's one last text.
Huzzah, you have averted the crisis and shown much prowess.
There seems little doubt RevQuest reflects a future trend at Williamsburg and other cultural attractions, with the hope new technology will drum up new interest in a new generation. I'm Evan Jones reporting.